Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, soy Lizzie.
How you doing? I'm Alan LaRue, newbie series, lesson number 22. Are you ready? Let's go.
Alan, that's usually where we announce the title.
That's right.
So do you want to announce it?
Are you ready? Let's go.
Alan, the title.
That is the title. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to the 22nd lesson of the newbie series at SpanishPod101.com.
I'm Lizzie, and I'm joined here by the founder of the language school El Sol here in Lima. Alan, great to have you with us again.
Lizzie, it's great to be back.
Now, Alan, for all of our listeners who are thinking about traveling to a Spanish-speaking country, why don't you talk a bit about how a podcasted course like SpanishPod 101 could help in conjunction with an immersion course like what you offer at El Sol?
Well, the whole idea of an immersion program is to surround yourself with Spanish. That means taking intensive classes, but also listening to Spanish on your off hours. So a podcast is wonderful for that, because you can carry it around with you.
Ah, it's like a language laboratory you can carry in your pocket.
Yep, but more fun. Now, back to the lesson at hand.
Muy bien.
We're going to continue to look at commands, los mandatos, this time in a classic conversation.
What's this one about?
Today, we'll hear Augusto try to hurry up Cecilia as they get ready for a night out on the town.
Talk about typical.
Well, let's just say that in a place like Lima, for example, urgency is often more of a suggestion than anything else.
Bueno.
But we'll talk about that more a little later on.
Okay.
But before we get into this lesson conversation, don't forget to press the center button on your iPod to see the lesson transcript in your display.
Ready to follow along?
Let's hear today's conversation.
Oye, Cecilia, ¿estás lista?
Sí, ahora voy.
Tengo muchas ganas de salir esta noche.
Ya estoy lista. ¡Vamos!
Once again, slowly.
Una vez más, esta vez lentamente.
Oye, Cecilia, ¿estás lista?
Sí, ahora voy.
Tengo muchas ganas de salir esta noche.
Ya estoy lista. ¡Vamos!
This time with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Oye, Cecilia, ¿estás lista?
Hey, Cecilia, are you ready?
Sí, ahora voy.
Yeah, I'll be there right away.
Tengo muchas ganas de salir esta noche.
I really feel like going out tonight.
Ya estoy lista. ¡Vamos!
Now I'm ready. Let's go.
This reminds me of so many conversations that I have with my wife.
Really? This ought to be good. How so?
Well, I guess it's that Augusto is urging Cecilia on, trying to get her to hurry up.
So what do you say to your wife in order to get her to hurry up?
Well, it's a whole show. I have to walk up to her with a flustered look on my face. You know, I look at my watch and I say, mi amor, apúrate, por favor, te ruego. Which basically means, my love, hurry up, I'm begging you.
Does she listen to you?
Well, not always. But what about you, Lizzie? You must have been in some similar conversations.
Well,
come on, let's hear it. Are you the one who's hurrying people up or are you slowing them down?
I'm the one who's hurrying people up.
And what do you say to them?
Ya, es para hoy, no para mañana.
It's for today, not tomorrow. Hurry up. Now that we've gone through the conversation, what do you say we run through some of the vocabulary?
Sounds like a good idea.
So let's begin with
listo, lista.
Ready, intelligent.
Listo, lista. Listo, lista.
Next we'll look at
ahora.
Now, just now, right away.
Ahora, ahora.
Now we have
salir.
To go out, to leave.
Salir, salir.
And then
noche.
Night.
Noche, noche.
Now we'll hear
vamos.
Let's go.
Vamos. Vamos.
Lizzie, let's jump back to the verb salir real quick, if you don't mind, that is.
No, not at all.
So we just said that the verb salir means...
to leave or to go out.
And if I say I'm leaving the building, it's the same thing as saying I'm exiting the building?
Pretty close.
Okay, and what's the opposite of this word salir?
That would be entrar.
Which means...
to enter or to go in.
And what is the act of entering? Let me put it this way. If I enter a building through the front door, then I went in through the...
entrance.
And how would you translate entrance to Spanish?
Entrada.
Ah, okay. So replacing the R at the end of the infinitive and then adding the ending D-A from entrar to enter, entrada, entrance.
Right.
So we can do the same thing with the verb salir?
Sure, we can remove the R from the end of the infinitive and add the ending D-A from salir to go out, salida.
And what does salida mean?
It means exit.
Right. And sometimes it means a way out, as in, no hay salida. There's no way out. All right, enough of that. Let's get a bit deeper into the vocabulary for today's lesson.
Where should we start?
How about with the word listo?
Sounds good.
Listo. Spelled just like the English word list, but with an O at the end. Listo.
What about its meaning?
This is an interesting word. For example, we can say, ya estoy listo, which means something like, I'm ready now.
Right. So, Alan, in this sense, what does listo mean?
Oh, I'd say it means something like prepared.
Así es.
But we can also say, es una chica lista.
And how would you translate that?
Maybe she's a smart girl.
So here you translate lista, the feminine singular form, as smart.
Right. I guess that's not a perfect translation, but this is because this adjective, listo, has two main concepts at the heart of it.
Which are?
Diligence and cleverness.
Nice way to put it.
Also, there's a little trick for making this distinction. If we use the verb estar and say, estás lista, we mean you're ready, since estar is expressing a temporary condition.
Okay.
But if we say eres lista, now we mean you're clever or you're astute, you're smart, or something like that.
Good way to remember it.
Now, how about the word ahora?
Ahora.
Right. This is one that, without a doubt, will confuse at least once when you're learning it.
Why is that?
Well, sometimes this word simply means now, as in, ahora vamos a comer, now let's go eat.
Okay, I follow.
But other times, especially when we use the form ahorita in the diminutive, the meaning changes a little.
How so?
Well, if I say ahorita voy, does this mean now I go?
No, not really.
Well, what does it mean?
It means that you're about to go.
Right. So in this case, we could translate it as, I'll be right there, in the sense of, I'm going right away.
Interesting.
Now, suppose that your friend Marcos just left your house. I'll call and ask, is Marcos still there?
Okay.
How do you respond?
I might say, ahorita salió.
Exactly. So, when the word ahora, or ahorita, is used with a verb in the past, the meaning changes to something like, just now.
Ah, now I get it.
So, we could translate this as, he just left, or he left just now.
Very, very interesting.
All right, let's wrap up with one more word.
Sounds good.
How about an easy one? One that you already know, even if you don't realize it.
Which one?
Noche. La noche.
La noche.
So, Lizzie, if buenos días means good morning or good day, how do we say good night?
Buenas noches.
Right. Another good one to learn with this is esta noche.
Right. Esta noche. This one means tonight.
Exactly so, Lizzie. What are you going to do esta noche?
Bueno, voy a ir al cine a ver Posdata Te Amo. Vi la sinopsis en un programa de televisión. Tiene muy buenos comentarios. Además, me encanta el cine, Alan.
In summary, she's going to the movies, which is a pastime she adores.
And you, Alan, ¿qué vas a hacer esta noche? What are you going to do tonight?
Me matriculé en un curso de noche en la universidad. Pues voy a estudiar.
Ah, nice to hear you're going to night school, but too bad you can't go to the movies with us.
Tell me about it. So why don't we switch it up now and move on to the grammar for today?
Sounds good.
Really, there's a great expression that came up today.
Which one's that?
Vamos.
Vamos.
Let's go.
Yep.
Now, this is a verb, right?
It is.
And what is it in the infinitive form?
It comes from ir, to go.
And how do you say we go in Spanish?
Vamos.
And is this in the present tense?
Yeah.
Of the indicative mood?
Right.
So we say vamos, we go, but then vamos in order to say let's go.
The emphasis is so important. Vamos!
When we write this in Spanish, we use that inverted exclamation mark to introduce it and the upright exclamation mark to conclude it.
But otherwise, the words are spelled the same, right?
Exactly. Now, Lizzie, this phrase vamos can be used in just tons of contexts. How about giving us some examples?
Sure, let's say we're at a soccer match. We can cheer for our team yelling, vamos, Alianza!
Right, and that's like saying, let's go, Alianza, like we can do it.
But we can also use this expression to say that we're about to leave somewhere.
Ah, right. Like if we're about to leave your house, I can ask, vamos? Which is kind of like saying, should we leave? Or ready to leave? And we can answer with the same word, but this time pronounced affirmatively. Sí, vamos!
¿Y sabes qué? Do you know what?
¿Qué? What?
We can add emphasis to this act of departure by saying, vámonos.
Right, vámonos. This is like saying, let's get out of here, or let's skedaddle. Vámonos, let's scram.
Wow, so many translations for just one phrase in Spanish.
Well, that's what happens when a phrase is used in so many ways.
You mean written as a statement, but with the value of a command?
Right, they're statements that embody commands. For example, seguimos literally means we move on, formed in the present tense. But when we say seguimos, this works like a command, let's move on.
Right. We can say that the indicative mood is often preferred over the imperative mood when we make everyday commands.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today.
Great show, Alan.
Lizzie, por favor, es un placer para mí.
Ay, de igual manera.
Don't forget to pick up the PDF for this lesson at SpanishPod101.com.
And get the Spanish-speaking world brought to you by the original series.
Europe, Central America, South America. We've an interesting triangle going on here.
I would love to hear an Argentine series.
Yeah, what a form of speech. It would be really cool to hear it broken down.
All right, leave us a post.
See you later.
Hasta luego.
Ciao.
Ciao.